Today on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about wishful thinking. Are you someone who flits and floats from one healer or healing modality to the next? Do you get annoyed when something doesn't change instantly? What are you trying to avoid with wishful thinking? Let's continue our month focusing on hodgepodge. Are you ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join me on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out as I teach you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life, get organized, and become more mindful. I'm an award-winning professional organizer, author, and certified life coach, and I destroy the box and examine clutter in all areas. Every episode, I'll give you take action steps that you can easily apply to your life. Come on, let's get started. Today's episode is inspired by a few things. First is an email that I received from a listener. The person wrote, "I listen to every organizing, clutter, and hoarding podcast or TV show in search of another magic word or phrase. And of course, every book. I am hoping you have another magical word to help me think better." Here was my response in part. "I do not have a magical word that I can recommend. It has not been my experience that people find an idea or phrase and then the clutter easily disappears. While it is different for every person, most people need to get to the root of clutter, and that takes some time and self-examination. I wish it were easier, but that hasn't been my experience personally or professionally." Today's episode was also inspired by a client that I had who would tell me about the healer and the healing modality that she tried. She was what I would call a compulsive shopper. She was a single woman in about a 4,000 square foot home. Clothes filled the entire space. Now, there wasn't hoarding, but each closet in every room was filled. There was an abundance of clothes. She had shared with me that she was widowed at a young age with a few small children. In my honest opinion, that was at the root of her compulsive shopping. She had never really grieved the loss of her husband. With shopping, she was trying to fill that void of the emptiness inside. Things such as clothes aren't going to do that. And finally, today's episode is inspired by shows like Hoarders, where we see in 48 minutes a bunch of stuff becoming magically transformed. That's not reality. They don't show you behind the scenes. If the hoarder doesn't get to the root of their problem, the hoarding is going to come back. I feel as a society, we expect things to change in an instant. You know, I talk a lot about spirituality and my journey on the show, and what I've come to learn from my mentor, and I believe to be true, is, and I want to do a episode on this, but how she explained it to me is, you know, you have things like the law of attraction and things like that, which, you know, I'd say certain laws of spirituality or physics, but you have something like The Secret that comes out, and she explained it to me, you know, they're a band of people that they're going to be able to instantaneously produce stuff or think of, oh, I want a mansion and it happens or whatever they're choosing to do. That's not the reality for the majority of people. It's not the reality for me this lifetime. And so I think that there is this expectation that we can go boom and change. I also like to joke, if you know of Eckhart Tolle, the author who had what I would call a dark night, and 24 hours later, he figured out life, wrote a bunch of books, and is famous. And I kind of chuckle and I'm like, sign me up for that. 24 hours of darkness and then I figure out everything and I'm a best-selling author. I will take it. Honestly, my brain probably would have exploded having all of that stuff just kind of appear to me. That's not my lot in this life and I'm okay with that. I'd like to make you all aware that probably for most of you, one word or idea or moment's not going to change everything. You're going to have to take action to clear your clutter. Talk about it all the time. I'm probably a broken record if you've been listening from the beginning. Awareness plus action equals change. How do we let go of wishful thinking? How do we get away from thinking one word, event, or encounter is going to instantaneously change everything and all our problems solved. Become aware. Start off really easy. How is your life being affected? How is too much clutter having a negative impact? How is it affecting your life, your relationships, your job? Start there. And once you start to recognize, okay, this is a negative impact, and that can be part of a motivating factor for you to switch that and start to take steps, do a little bit more digging. Identify. What exactly are you afraid of? You know, I have mentioned before, I really believe that whenever we boil down something, it's feeling not good enough, not worthy, and not loved. I'm holding on to t-shirts from my high school relationship because I'm afraid no one's ever going to love me. Figure out what exactly you're afraid of. Sometimes we have this nebulous fear that has just grown and it isn't clear. It might have started out as something but morphed and just kind of this cloud or something. Name your fear to reclaim it. I'm afraid I'm never going to find someone. I'm afraid I'm never going to have enough money to survive. I'm afraid I'm never going to be thin again. What is your fear? Dig deep. Take the time to examine this. We don't figure this out for most of us. Life is not going to change. Be like Joey, Antonio, and Athena, curious cats. Instead of being judgmental and being upset with yourself and blaming and blah, 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 get curious. Get curious about what thoughts generate your fear. Where do you feel the fear? Is it in your tummy? And how do you react to it? Again, be an observer without judgment of what is going on. Many times we're so critical, we're so judgmental of ourselves, and that stops us from examining further. Get in that state of curiosity and being the observer. Become present. That is your point of power to change. If you're stuck in the past, you can't change it. You're already mumbling and grumbling, I've always never had a relationship, it's never going to work out. Well, if you're stuck thinking like that, you're right. Be in the present moment to take action. Do the work. A lot of you listening might be like, ugh, I'm with you. There are days, you know, I talk a lot. I see a coach every month. I'm like, ugh, I just don't want to do the work. I did a podcast last month in August about the spiritual override and Mean Girls. And through that process, part of me was thinking, well, gosh, can't the mean girls just quit being mean and give me a break so I don't have to deal with this? I know it's not fun. You don't have to do the work 24/7, but start to do it. If you do the work, your life will change. If you don't, it won't change. And that's okay. There is no right or wrong in this. There's no judgment with this. It might take you a year to get started. It might take you 5 days to get started. It doesn't matter. Honor yourself. Feel your feelings. I did in July a 10-minute quick one on this. So important. We have to feel our feelings to release stuff, to let them go. If you have a bunch of anger or sadness, like the client I mentioned earlier who lost her husband, if you don't feel that, then her escape was buying clothes. Instead of feeling her feelings, well, instead of acknowledging all this pain, I'm going to buy, 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 buy. Honor your feelings. Feel them. I promise you, this is based on experience. This is based on personal experience. And working with clients, you can do it. Going through the fire is not as bad as you think it is. And when you get through it, you'll be like, oh, why didn't I start this earlier? And I shared the most intense feeling of feelings that I did lasted 20 minutes, couldn't cry anymore, couldn't scream anymore, and then it was done. I was free. Are you surrounded by clutter? Are you exhausted from the stress your clutter creates? Are you anxious every time you walk into your home? Do you long for peace of mind? Go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how I can support you. Take action. Awareness plus action equals change. What steps do you need to take? Remember, break it down into baby steps. Rome wasn't built in a day. You're not going to declutter your house in 24 hours. Make an action plan. Take the steps. Find support as you need it. Ask for help. It's okay. Have gratitude in this process. Find the golden nugget. What's the good that's coming of this? Acknowledge the gratitude in everything that you do. If you are willing to look, you will find the golden nugget. There's something that you will be grateful for. I say this to many people. If you take one thing away, it's having gratitude. Everything is energy. We can't be in fear and anger if we're in gratitude. What can you be grateful for? Journaling is also a great tool. If you are challenged in feeling your feelings, and I think most of us are, I think a lot of us, raising hand here, tend to stuff emotions. Take a step of journaling. How do you feel? That can maybe get you going. And then you can do some body work after that. Scream and shout, whatever it is, but take the step of journaling. Record your process. Be really great a year from now to look back and see, wow, this is how I've changed. This is how I'm different. Get a perspective. We tend to focus too much on the negative, so by looking at all your options, you often realize that you're making a big deal out of nothing. If you're afraid of what may happen when you dig deep, and again, there is no shame in this, there's no judgment. I've worked with people where abuses come up. I was working on a sock drawer and someone had this flashback of being abused. That might come up. If you're afraid of something like that, it can be that, or it can be something little, and I'm putting that in quotes. A hangnail can be trauma for someone, and it doesn't matter if she's like, oh, that's really small. Each of us have different levels of trauma, have different experiences. That hangnail might be a change for someone and the impetus for them to make great changes. So don't judge it. If you're afraid of what may happen when you dig deep or worried that something else isn't going to work, oh, I tried that coach, I tried that healer. Your mind may think up obstacles. You oversleep to attend the energy healing class you've always wanted to, for example. If you remove self-doubt and uncertainties from your mind and remain confident, you can lessen wishful thinking. Overcoming perfectionism. I know many people out there, it has to be perfect or they don't want to do it at all. Having the perfect relationship, closet organized just perfectly, and it never gets there because it's almost impossible. We have those high standards, but that's just a defense mechanism. If you're someone who's a perfectionist, begin to acknowledge that and begin to take steps to release that. Let go of the story. We all tell ourselves a story about our fears. I'm afraid I'll be awful starting a new business. I tell myself a story in my head about how I'll fail horribly. People will tisk, or even worse, no one will ever hire me. That didn't happen. I was able to say to my mind, hey, take a seat. I'm doing this. You're just my doubt creeping up. Stand back. What's your story around your fear? Release control. Where we don't have control, we experience fear. But control is an illusion. Give it up, baby, give it up. Na 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 na. Baby, give it up. Say, for example, you're a professional baker. Guess what? You can still mess up a dessert. Even if you know how to swim, you can drown. Release your control of how you're going to meet someone, how the perfect relationship is going to unfold, how you're going to do your business. You do the work, you show up, but then you let it go. You do everything you can and realize some things are out of your control. You put that website up, you go out and network, but you don't have complete control how someone is going to find you to hire you. Expect happy surprises. And finally, I'd like to suggest finding meaning. I believe we all go through things for a reason, whether we need to learn something, clear some karma, learn to trust, find meaning in what's going on. Okay, I've experienced a lot of mean girl junk. It makes me compassionate. It makes me kind to others. It makes me choose my friends for who they are, not how popular they are, not how much money they have. I look at how they treat me. I was fortunate to learn that very early on in life. You can overcome your fear. You can do it. Release that wishful thinking. Do the work. It can be done. We all have wishful thinking. Don't be hard on yourself about this. I once had a therapist say to me, which was kind of the beginning of processing things for me and becoming aware. And she was wonderful. And she joked, she said, "Do you think Prince Charming is just going to magically find you sitting in your bedroom and come up to your apartment and knock on your door?" Kind of part of me want to say, well, yeah, that would be kind of nice because I tend to be a homebody. We all have wishful thinking. What's important to recognize is, where is it creating clutter? Where is it preventing you from moving forward in your life? Feel the fear and do it anyway. Take actions from today's podcast. Where in your life do you do wishful thinking and avoid an issue? What is the root cause of the issue? Can you release the story behind it? Begin to move forward and take one action step. Create a game plan to move forward. Pick a few of the suggestions to tame your wishful thinking. Create a game plan to move forward and begin to take action. On next month's episode, we're talking about a year from now. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. Are you ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join me on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out as I teach you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life, get organized, and become more mindful. I'm an award-winning professional organizer, author, and certified life coach, and I destroy the box and examine clutter in all areas. Every episode, I'll give you take action steps that you can easily apply to your life. Come on, let's get started.